What's up, y'all?
Are you cold? Oh,
no. I'm hot, Martin. You know that. Did you see me yesterday? I'll be on this movie extravaganza. Thought y'all would have been more excited about Ferdinand, man. Thought everybody would have been turned out for Ferdinand today, man. Where everybody go?
Hey, we're all here.
I know Diego's not even here.
We all saw it.
He must be watching Ferdinand.
Yeah, with his movie pass. Oh, that's
you know he will.
Oh, yeah, he will. He watches every shitty thing out there. Oh, did I say Ferdinand?
Uh-oh, why'd you say that?
I don't mean that.
Don't mislead the folks.
We don't mean that, people. No, don't go anywhere. Stick around for the review of Ferdinand the Bull is what our review is going to be tonight. Along with just, that was going to be kind of crazy, but hey, you know, all the other studios are doing this. I figure why not double toast it? We're going to have a teaser for a trailer of a review. There's a dog up in here.
Yeah.
Hello. What's going on, man? There he goes. I guess he's renting a space in here.
Y'all talking about Ferdinand?
There you go. There's our fan right there. Ferdinand. Oh, and before I go any further, I am one of your critiques tonight. I'm Corey Coleman. Over here I got
Gertz.
Oh, who wants to go next? Oh, here I go. Spots. Hey. What's up, man? I'm seeing spots on your body. Martin, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Connecting them dots.
Neapolitan ice cream.
Oh, it really is. You got all them flavors on there. Yeah.
Dipping dots.
Yeah, man. And over here I got the good one.
Hey.
Good
win. How's it going?
Hey. Yeah, you know, hey. Yeah. Good. Oh, and how y'all doing out there? Good to see y'all. As I said, we were going before that dog ran up and scared the shit out of me. Doing a teaser for a trailer of a teaser for a review. Because I saw Darkest Hour, the Winston Churchill movie.
Right.
That's what they figured was the only thing that could go up against Star Wars this weekend. You know, they had that's what you call
a sacrifice.
Yeah. No. It's called what did they call that?
Counter programming.
Oh. You know, they figured that the history buff crowd is strong enough, that demographic,
to not worry about Star Wars. It's the same people.
Well, there you go. They're gonna leave Star Wars and walk right into Winston Churchill.
You walk right out the door. It's a good move. You got a movie you know won't make money, you put up against Star Wars and see man, we could have had the weekend if it wasn't for Star Wars.
Oh, hell yeah. Or maybe Star Wars say, man, we could have made more money if it weren't for that goddamn Winston Churchill. But I was
funny duddy fat fuck.
Hey. That man's a historical figure.
I'm sorry I offended Winston Churchill.
Yeah, well, he's the British goddamn. Yeah.
He worked with the Transformers anyway. So that's all right.
Yeah. I saw that by myself. I thought Martin might have seen it. Because I thought you got the email they said it was coming out on Friday.
Oh,
yeah, they sent us an email. So, you know what, we'll just wait.
Sorry, boss.
It's all right. We'll just wait. Maybe I'll just give people a little taste of that old church.
We can talk about it Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe we'll just talk about it Sunday. And, you know, I'll tell you what. We'll see how much it got stumped down on Sunday.
Hey, man, you don't know. It might pull a Doug Jones.
Well, Star Wars is fucking
I'm about to say, which one? Him or the bye-bye man?
Well, that really is like going up against the Empire in a way. So anyway, people, we'll see about that. But hey, I want to welcome all you here. I'm going to start with this one group that we have up in here, the folks that we say we could not do this without. I wouldn't be here without you. I wouldn't have no business without you. Wouldn't be getting y'all's support. And we wouldn't be able to bring these fine shows if it weren't for... Oh, I thought the dog was about to run up here. Did you look back like, what you said? Daddy. But yes. Yes. Somebody said nobody give a shit about that bull. Well, you here?
Oh, that's what's true. I say about you?
But yeah. As I was saying, we would not have these fine shows if it weren't for the one, the only, the Chat-a-Tat-Tat. How y'all doing today? What's going on, y'all? Good to see you. How y'all feeling tonight? Glad to have you here. You know, showing some support to that bull right there. He needs it, looks like.
Maybe. We had a good Spanish language movie earlier this year.
Yeah. A good Spanish
animated movie.
Animated movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
There's room for two.
We'll see, man. We'll
Coco
see.
Reloaded.
Coco kind of had his time. Coco would say, hey, you know what? I did what I had to do. Now it's time for that bull to represent La Raza. So we'll see.
Yeah. I know they're two different countries.
Because we're going to talk about that a little bit. But now that I got the chat out the way, let me go ahead and welcome you folks out there who I think about all the time, but I never see. You know, I hope one day I get to see you up here in the world-famous Double Toast Studios. Until then, I will just have to deal with an email at kcoolman@gmail.com. That's KCOOLMANZ @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to join us on the show here this evening, we got plenty of room for you, believe me, then please, in that email, put your phone number in there. Put your Skype contact in there. Press in. Rah! Up in your home criticizing you. I don't know what's
going on. Is this about lions now?
Yeah. Bulls, lions.
Dogs. Oh, my. Yes, people. Rah! Up in your home criticizing you. The only critics in the world that come in there and make animal noises.
The bull says, rah!
And the bull says, what? The bull says, bitch, you better get my goddamn money. But anyway, if I'm too busy out there making crazy animal sounds and criticizing people, Goodwin, can you help me?
Find me on Facebook, Corey Goodwin. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch.tv, the high score DT, all one word, on Instagram, DB Cooper KG, Mr. Gertz.
The bull says, hey. You can find me on Facebook, Patrick Gertz, Twitter, Patrick Gertz at P Gertz, and on Instagram at P Gertz, Mr. Thomas.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoPro. Hey, man, everybody else is throwing out random animal sounds. I want to get in on it, too. Find me at Martin_NoPro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. My God.
Well, shit. Well, then, if everybody doing up here in the world famous Double Jump Studios, join us up in this jungle up there. We got up in here on that world famous stanky ass filled with animal fur couch. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let us know if you're going to be visiting Austin. Let us know if you visited Austin and you said, wow, that's such a cool city. I'm going to move there. But you moved here. That's not a wow. No, that's very sad. That's a, aw, you didn't let us know. Don't be that way. Come see your show at kcoolmans@gmail.com is how you can let us know if you're here in town and you want to give us some details so that we can send you back some details and we can coordinate with you and that way we can accommodate you.
Those orangutans of Spain.
Your mom's like, all right, goddamn it. I said, no. He'll pull out his whip. Shut up. Oh, let's see what we got here now. Oh, I was in a store today, man.
What are you laughing? All left? The best stories start that way.
No, well, I was in a store today, Martin. Me, a Jew, and a Catholic walked into a store today, and a girl looked over the counter at me. Where was I today? I was buying some soup. You ever been to the Soup Peddler before?
Once.
They got one on airport. I was over there checking our new spot. Yeah. Which I saw. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. Got windows and all kind of shit.
Ooh, windows.
Yes. Let the sun shine in. So I can stay there and actually spend some time working instead of, you know, because I try to come in here and work, and I just feel like I'm in a dungeon sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a saw trap.
Yeah, yeah. A pretty-ass dungeon, a nice dungeon, a colorful dungeon.
It's
but
colorful.
But a dungeon nonetheless. I don't have any, you know, if you're sitting here all day, you just don't have any contact with the outside world.
True.
So I found a place with some windows and... actually, there's going to be like an actual office when you walk in and all kind of stuff. I might have to hire a receptionist. I might have to put Felix in a dress and sit at the front. Yeah, there you go. Okay, all right. Mr. Coleman, you have a visitor.
Who is it? I don't know. They ran away.
But I got the Soup Peddler on about I was buying my soup, and a girl at the counter, she told me, she's like, that's a nice jacket you got on. I'm wearing my jacket right now. And I said, thank you. I get compliments on this jacket all the time. Bought this jacket in New York a few years ago. Still holding up, man. Still holding up. But I said,
and she's like, oh, you pretentious fuck.
Yeah. I said, but bitch, you like it. And after I cussed out like that, I said, you know what's nicer than this jacket? A Double Toasted shirt. You can go over to dtmerch.com and get yourself all of our merch that we have over there.
Segue off a cliff.
Shut God. Your ass up.
Paul Blart. Still falling.
That was not a segue. That was a mere story I was telling that reminded me of our wares that we have to sell to you.
Such a genuine yarn.
It really was, man. Please sit down and listen to my yarn. You can use yarn to make your own shirt or you can buy one right now. You want a segue for your ass? I'll segue all goddamn night if you want me to.
I bet you didn't even really buy any suit.
Martin, you doubt me?
Yeah.
I didn't. I made all this shit up.
Yeah.
I thought about buying some soup.
Yeah, because I've been a soup peddler too, and I've been like, you want how much for soup?
Shit. But it's gourmet soup, Martin.
Some greasy water.
Yeah. Yeah. Soup as a whole is a con.
Well, it's true. We got some real food, but we're going to pour a lot of water over it and spread it around.
Yeah, this is what's left over.
That is true. Y'all don't buy no soup. Save your money to buy a nice DT shirt.
Okay.
And DTmerch.com.
That was better.
Yeah. Thank you.
You stuck the landing.
Thank you. Thank you. And when you go in there with all your soup saving money, you can get yourself a nice Christmas sweater, classic, with the DT logo on there. All that Sidekick 3000 is still around. Got the beanies still up in there. Jerseys, tank tops. Martin is still trying to cover your nipple with a little bit of paisley. And my favorite, the black tee with the white logo. We got so many more designs coming up. I was talking to Sammy yesterday. We were talking about the latest design that's going to be up in there starting next month. So please keep going to DT Merch and checking out all of our wares up in there. Even get yourself a backpack, and I hear the phone covers are coming back.
Okay.
The cell phone. Okay. Look, there's an excited man right there.
Is it just going to be for iPhones, or can we get it from like other ones?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything. You still got a rotary phone at home. It's going to come to that.
Yeah, I flip my razor.
Yeah. You're going to flip it, and it's going to have a little beanie on it.
Yep.
Courtesy of DTMerch.com. So yeah, go over there, people, and check out our shirts. New designs coming every month. And show your support. Another way you can show your support is to go and fetch your Amazon Prime account, bring it on over to doubletoasted.com, join up with our Amazon Pay button, and that way you can enter your username, your password, sit back after that and enjoy all the toasted goodness coming your way in the form of all the live streaming shows that we have here and the archive shows too. Be a part of the show. Join us on the show, or simply just give us some more money to support here, because we get by with your support. Could not be here without you. So if you like what we do, keep it going. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to talk to y'all about.
Oh, man. You know what I noticed today? What? We are really close to 1,000 videos on YouTube. We're at 955.
Whoa. Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Man, that's good to know, because I said when we reach 1,000, I'm retiring.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting all that YouTube money.
Last show's in February, everybody.
Yeah.
Actually, YouTube is doing very well, too. YouTube is on the rise, and I want to thank you people for that. All our videos have been gaining more numbers, and especially the ones that are big movies or features or things that make big news. So You guys have really shown some support there. And we're
really going to blow up tonight.
Oh, tonight, man, with Ferdinand. Ferdinand going to bring in all them subscribers tonight, man. And we're almost about to hit 100,000. So we got about 7,000 more.
Mm-hmm. What do we got to do to get that last 7?
Come on, y'all. Robocall, knock on doors. Go through the neighborhood with a bullhorn.
Subscribe to Double Toasted.
Get your black ass up this neighborhood.
Might have to do that Norm of the North show.
Yeah, you know what? We might. Sammy was supposed to be getting together a 24-hour stream, but I don't know what happened to it. I told him that is your thing. You know, I can't do everything.
Oh. So,
yeah.
He made it sound like it was on you.
Man, no. No. Some things are some people's ideas. I finally come to grips with. I cannot do everything. I'm trying to do a lot. So,
whoa, that's a milestone.
I know.
That you even said it out loud.
Oh hell yeah.
Even if you don't mean it.
Oh, I still think I can do everything. I just know I can't do everything. Why you think I got? I'm desperate when I give this boy a key to come up in here.
I know.
Walter got me spoiled so bad. I said, hey man, I like coming in here when the lights on. And I said, all right, I give in. Felix, go ahead and take the key. And Felix, he also shoots the show in here. So I said, well, you're going to do something, goddammit. You're going to earn that.
Put your ass to work.
Yeah, put him to work. Flipping switches. But nah, I want to thank you for doing that, man.
You missed the light.
Yeah. Oh, goddammit, man. Fuck. If I was paying you, I would deduct the
dog. Don't put it on us. I feel like I'm being abducted by aliens. Turn it a little bit. There you go. God damn.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, I killed him.
Sam is doing a great job. Sam's doing a lot of stuff. I mean, that was before I talked where we were like, hey, man, we got to figure out a real good working flow and communication and everything. And so I guess after that, the 24-hour stream didn't happen. But we're very close. So, maybe
it's not happening? It's not going to be a New Year's thing?
Maybe, but we don't have time to promote it. I mean, like I said, that's his thing. If he wants to do it, Sam, if you want to do it, jump on it, man. That was your idea. So, I mean, you need to go ahead and do the logistics for that. Otherwise, I don't know, we'll do a drunk show or something. Norm of the North. I'm keen on doing a drunk show every month.
Every I like to month?
Drink. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have the cirrhosis special after that, I'm assuming.
Oh, you're going to get it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, might as well do it entertaining the people out there. Am I right?
Start a GoFundMe. Help our livers.
Did you see that they released an English trailer for Woody Woodpecker?
Peek-a-pow.
For Peek-a-pow.
So it's not Peek-a-pow no more?
No, but...
Oh, see, actually got that pecker in there?
Yeah, so we might be able to, you know...
Is that coming out on video?
Yeah, it's coming out on DVD in February.
Oh, in celebration of Peek-a-pow, a.k.a. Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That poor man had a stroke, and that's going to be one of his last movies before it.
Who is it? Really?
The dude, Timothy Amundsen, or whatever his name is. Yeah, he had a stroke.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's not big on whatever that show is he is on USA anymore.
Okay, I don't even know who that is.
I know I'm not wrong.
I thought you were saying Woody Woodpecker had a stroke.
Yeah. I was like, no, not Woody.
You've been working on that stroke for the last 50 years. Yeah, man.
I finally diagnosed him.
You got
a stroke. Oh, my God, I've been laughing for all these years.
But you have a stroke, autism, Tourette's, Asperger's.
The stroke will slow him down. It's sped him up somehow.
You have all that shit. You didn't know? But yeah, so maybe we'll do Peek-a-Pow, man. Yeah, we'll do something to try to bring that in. But I mean, we'll also just.
Can we get the Brazilian version?
Yeah, that might be even better.
I'll watch both of them and let you go ahead of time. I've been dying for that. Y'all got me hooked on bad shit now.
Ever since
you renewed my thirst for the shitty shittiness.
Welcome to hell. That's great.
Yeah, man. Ever since that Tom and Jerry, I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I actually can sit at home and watch this by myself.
Oh, I got some stuff stacked up. You wait.
But you know, it's funny because I got to watch cartoons like that. Like I'm watching porn because my wife don't want that shit in the house.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you can't watch at home by yourself. You gotta wait for her to leave.
Turn this stupid shit off, baby.
Even today, she told me to come in and turn Winston Churchill down.
Oh, wow. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I was watching the Winston Churchill movie. This is the one right here.
Let them see your true qualities.
My poor judgment.
Your sense of humor.
Ho, ho, ho.
Your Majesty.
Mr. Churchill. I invite you to take up the position of Prime Minister.
That's what she did. She came and said, "Will you cut that down? All I hear, keep hearing, yeah, yeah, yeah."
It's like tired cats,
man. She ain't lying. I watched about 15 minutes of it. It was nothing but that. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I got to come back to this later.
Okay. I'm going to have to give y'all a little preview tonight. I'm going to talk about this shit. Because I ain't going to watch this shit for nothing, goddamn.
You said you're going to do it on Sunday.
I'll finish it. We'll
watch it on
review.
Sunday. Yeah.
I just like, man, this is more British than I was ready for. I got to take a step back and get prepared.
Yeah, maybe we'll just wait till Sunday then, because it opens this weekend in Austin. It's already opened up in a few places. You know, it's trying to be that Oscar contender. But we'll
yeah, it's directed by Joe Wright. He
Joe
only
Wright.
Makes those Oscar contenders.
Oh, hell yeah. That motherfucker goes shopping at antique stores and filling up the room with old chairs and shit. Go thrift shopping and shoot a movie.
One of those directors, his movies only come out in November.
Oh, yeah. He's the one. He that. You know, let me hold back a little bit. I'm about to jump on this man right now.
Talk about The Walking Dead.
No.
How your boys doing?
Oh, what happened?
Oh, I ain't going to say nothing. I'll save it for the end. I'll save it for the end of the show because somebody asked me a question about that. And it's going to be a short show anyway since we only have Ferdinand and the trivia I had was saved for a special moment, so I will not be doing that. But anyway, let's go ahead and get to the review. Oh, before we do that, you know, there have been many people who have come in and liked our show and said, hey, you know, maybe you guys can scratch my back and I scratch yours, and you can help support. We do, and I'll support you. And one of those people out there is Stardust. You know, one of the things that we've been doing now is trying to work Stardust into the show. And you're like, well, what the hell is Stardust, Corey? I know what that is. I don't want that on the show unless I know where it is. Don't bring that shit up in here. Well, Stardust is actually very much related to film. Stardust is an app where it allows you to sit down, watch a movie, whether it be at the... No, they live all day. But let me get through this, though. They said, like that, they let you sit down, watch a movie, whether it be at home or whether it be in a theater. And then, after you're done, you can get on your app and you can actually give your 30-second reaction to what you've just seen, whether you like it or not. And it's not only for movies. Actually, yesterday, Sammy, he put a little compilation together for us where...
The reason I'm late on this...
I mean, have that sound up. He put a compilation together for us where people actually did their reactions for Ready Player One. And so we hope to actually bring in people who go and join Stardust through our link and have you guys on the show to give your reactions to some of the things that we might have just reviewed, or trailers that just came out, or other special features. And as I was saying, you can go over and join Stardust through our link, which is stardust.app.link/doubletoasted. Again, that's stardust.app.link/doubletoasted. And that is a capital D and a capital T that we have listed right here. But I don't think that really matters. So try both ways and see what happens. And when you get there, let them know that Double Toast has sent you. All right. Let's see what we got here.
All right. Time to talk about the animated movie of the year.
Yeah. Animated feature of the year. Of course, we are talking about that bull Ferdinand. Oh, no, it's John Cena. They said John Cena's so big that they ain't even naming this movie Ferdinand no more. They said, nah, it's going to be called John Cena. Yeah, people, because John Cena is the one that does the voice of the bull. And, of course, John Cena's so big that when he's in something, everything has to be about him. Now, one of the things that you know with John Cena, oh, when you hear that music, that means somebody about to get their ass whooped. Yeah,
you can't see me.
That's his theme right there. Yep. You can't see me. You can see that bull right there, but you see me? Hell no. But that's the thing with this man is that, you know, when you hear that music, that means that a big ass white boy about to come out and whoop somebody, man.
He can't put his arms down.
Yeah, he can. He sure can't. Man.
I can't. Come in. Let me buckle my belt.
Can you put my deodorant on for me? The fuck?
Scratch your back. Ah!
Help me reach my phone. It's in my pocket.
You wipe my ass. Can't reach it. But Mr. Cena. But you know, like when you hear that music, somebody about to get hurt. But that's the thing with this, man. You know, when you when you see this, I see the bull and I hear John Cena. And no matter what I have to say about Ferdinand or his movie, I ain't got no problem with Ferdinand. Ferdinand is cool with me. Ferdinand's so sweet. Ferdinand is so mild-mannered. Ferdinand, he just wants to sniff the flowers. I don't, man, I know I got some size on me. Mm-hmm. But I just want to sit back, smell the flowers, and treat everybody with kindness. Now, it takes a very special voice to make a big-ass animal like that sound like a sweet-natured creature. And that's one of the things I like about John Cena doing this. I think John Cena actually did a good job doing the voice work for Ferdinand.
It seems like from the moment you're born, people think they got you all figured out based on how you look, how you talk, where you're from. But it's not that simple. Especially when it comes to me. I'm a little bit more complex. I'm Ferdinand.
Oh, Ferdinand. You know, I mean, you listen to, if you listen to John Cena's voice in this, at least for me, it's, you know, he's able to talk in a very sweet-natured tone without sounding like he's talking down to kids.
Yeah, that's something mm-hmm. that he seems to pull off in every movie that he's in, because like we're used to seeing him being that guy in wrestling just body slamming people, but every time he shows up in a movie he's usually pretty like nice and calm natured, and he does a great voice here. And yeah, that was one of the things that was really shocking about it.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking to myself, shit, you know, if this wrestling thing doesn't work out, have him, he can just go to the library and just read to kids, man. Actually, have him host Reading Rainbow next, man.
Yeah, didn't he do that?
Yeah, I don't know if he did.
No, he did. I heard a thing with him this morning. He read the book Ferdinand to kids, and I saw an image of it where him in a suit reading to him. But he's bulging out of that suit. It'd be like the scariest person reading a story to you.
Kid, can you turn this page for me?
And then he smelled the flowers.
And then just ripped copies of Ferdinand open.
Yeah, he just roids out of nowhere. Just gets mad as one of the kids. You do have to take my word for it. Yeah, you should have seen him, motherfucker.
You're like King Kong tossing them kids around.
Give me some flowers.
Yeah, yeah, books and shit. Yeah, reading is fundamental, bitches.
Yeah. Well, he really is doing that part of the promotional tour for this.
Really?
Yeah, going to schools and reading this.
That's pretty sweet.
Cool. Yeah. That's actually cool,
yeah,
man.
That is cool.
I think that. I was about to say, Felix, shut up. Felix ain't even in here right now.
His spirit will always be here.
Hey, guys.
Plus, I ain't going to lie. The whole time we watched this movie with Ferdinand the Bull and he was in a china shop. All I could think about was Felix.
Felix entering this studio right here.
Yeah.
Except Felix, he's not careful like Ferdinand. Yeah. Ferdinand,
I know. Yeah. Ferdinand tries.
Yeah. Ferdinand tried to tip through that china shop. Felix just comes in. I'm Felix.
There's never a scene where Ferdinand just stormed in, stopped, and looked around like awkwardly for 5 seconds, and then sat down somewhere.
Yeah. Ferdinand never came into the studio and said, "Hey, let me tell you a joke real quick."
Pulls out his cell phone.
Watch this video, guys. Hey, look at this. Read this article. But you know something.
While I stare at you.
Is it funny? Yeah. Laugh. Yeah, that's Felix right there. Are you reading it? Is it cool? Felix, get the fuck away from me. But, you know, getting back into the review, telling you how much I like the character of Ferdinand, how much I like John Cena doing the voice for Ferdinand. I like the setup of the movie. I mean, there are some things in there that were kind of typical of a family film, family animated film. But there's some good setup here where everything's done with no dialogue. Mm-hmm. There's a number here where they gives his musical, I guess, a musical montage where they talk about Ferdinand and how he got to where he is, living in the country, being not having to fight in the bullfight, being in a being saved from taking to the steakhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, which that's, you know, that's another thing about the movie. They don't try to hide what happens to Bulls. But after that, and you know what, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, okay, I know they've stretched this movie out, but I'm having a good time here. I'm thinking that it's staying true to what Ferdinand is. And look, I'll tell you right now, I haven't read the book. I do know that there is a book that is considered to be a classic, mm-hmm, from 1936, Ferdinand the Bull.
It's tiny.
Yeah, it is thin. And
it's a picture book, right?
And it's
a picture book. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who did the illustrations in this, which, see, this is what I'm saying. Now, you have a property here. You have this book, a very simple story. It's a very thin book. It's beautifully illustrated. Mm-hmm. And the person who did the illustrations is Robert Lawson. He's dead by now.
Who was the guy who wrote it?
Munroe Leaf?
Munroe Leaf.
Yeah. And he wrote that because he was around the house restless, and his wife was just like, go do something. Just go write a book or something. And he wrote it as a poem. And he's like, okay, I did it. And he was friends with the illustrator. He's, mm-hmm, like, hey, how about you draw this? It was just something that simple.
Yeah, this is something that's told with simplicity and beauty. And
that bull looked high as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's sniffing poppies all day.
Yeah. Yo, man, I just want to chill. Come on, I don't want to fuck.
That was actually the name of the book at first. Ferdinand Gets Fucked Up. Yeah. So the kids won't take that too well. But you can see the illustrations here, how beautiful
they are. Nice.
Yeah. It's black and white illustrations, nice line work. It's and like I said, this is an old book, 1936. In fact, when we sat down in the movie theater, we were sitting next to some woman. She's like, oh, I love this book. Have you read this book? I was like, no, I ain't read this book. You should read this book. It's a great book. I was like, you high like Ferdinand right now. Yeah. But you see how the woman, she was really into this book. It was something that she grew up with when she was a child. It was way before her time, too.
Yeah, and it was also banned during World War II.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, it was banned in Spain for being too much of a pacifist book, and then the Nazis banned it as propaganda, or burned it as propaganda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then later, somebody thought it was too fascist. Mm-hmm. It's gone the rounds.
Wow.
Like, everybody, like, it was just a simple book, but people attached their own agenda to it.
Yeah.
When is the second book coming out? Ferdinand the alt-right. Ferdinand was a Nazi.
It's heritage, not hate.
Right.
Story about a bull sniffing flowers. Yeah.
Oh, he don't want to fight, huh?
Yeah. Ferdinand hates Mexicans.
Like, damn.
But, you know, so you see how simple this book was until we just corrupted it. But, you know, that, and it was, I'm just going to tell you right now, I think that not even just considering how simple the book is, but it was remade into something that's unoriginal, uninspired, and just obnoxious. And I hate to do this because y'all going to look at me and be like, oh, every Spanish-speaking cartoon movie, you got to compare those to each other. You got to lump them all together. You know,
yes.
Can't they just stand off?
Well, in this only case, two. Yeah.
When this one comes out, look, you can't be Ferdinand and be coming out in the shadow of Coco. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Coco just came out just a few weeks ago. And here's the thing with Coco. Yeah, I'm going to compare this to Coco. I know every animated movie out there can't be Pixar. I understand that. But the thing with Coco is that Coco, it's a movie that embraced the artistry of Mexican culture. And it didn't even just do it with the colors and the architecture, did it. You know, it wove a tale, really fantastic story with music and characters.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things reflected the culture in order to create something that is inspired and something that is in of itself original. You know, I don't expect everything to be Pixar, but I do expect movies, especially movies of this type with Ferdinand, to not be lazy and to not miss an opportunity that's right in front of your face.
I just expect them to be coherent. I don't feel like I'm asking for a lot. I don't, but yeah, Ferdinand still found some kind of way to defy my expectations.
Yeah, listen, I told you, I like the character of Ferdinand. I think that if you want to stretch it out and expand the world of Ferdinand or his universe, whatever, that's fine with me. But I think that when you have the book and you have the potential that we saw in parts of this movie, you shouldn't just go for the lazy humor.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happened here. You know, they have, this is a film that's set in Spain. They have all this Spanish culture surrounding them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a movie where, while I like the animal designs and the characters are the animals, they were stylizing the caricaturish enough to where I thought that they look good. But as far as the human beings and the rest of the film, it's the same human big-eyed animation. You know, nothing else really stands out. So this is a film that really should have taken the opportunity to embrace itself and the Spanish culture and try to at least raise it above a typical animated movie by doing that.
So doesn't embrace the Spanish culture, the culture of Spain, to where it looked like it could have been the interior of Mexico. It wasn't until they had a sign that said Madrid when I was like, oh, it is. So it is Spain. Because up to that point, I was like, I'm kind of not sure. Where are we?
Yeah. So you could be in Waco for all I know.
Yeah, and then it gets to the point where it doesn't even, like, you feel like it doesn't even make sense because they introduce horses that have...
Well, we'll talk about... Okay.
I figured he wanted to wait.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot to get to.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Well, can I talk about the animation then?
Yeah, we're talking about the animation. What about the animation?
It's lazy as shit. And like, there's parts in here where, like, yeah, you say you have those standard character designs for the humans, and yeah, you come to expect that, especially with 20th Century Fox films. But with the animals, I appreciated everything that was going on with them. Like you said, they have interesting character designs. But there's so many moments in here where you can see the frame rate just slow down.
Yes. You're right. You're right.
Like, you feel the CPU on the computer going like, what the hell am I doing? What is this shit?
It turns into stop motion.
Yeah. We're like, you guys going to redo this part? Let it render out? Yeah, we could, but
almost like the shit was rendering as they were showing it to us.
They had
a desktop up in the projection booth.
Wait, that was the thing. Like, when this movie first started, it didn't want us to watch it because, remember, it came on, the music played, and the screen was black.
That's right, at the screening.
I mean, there were moments I didn't want to say anything because you jumped on me on that Spider-Man trailer, so I was like, well, maybe
man, you shell-shocked him.
I said, maybe it's just the animator in me that's looking at all this, and I'm nitpicking, so I'm not going to say anything, but y'all saw it.
That shit was chugging. I mean,
it does happen to the best of them. There is a scene in The Incredibles where it does that, and it has always bothered me every time it comes
up. That's a scene.
I know.
Several scenes.
Multiple scenes.
Why can't you respect the stylistic choices of Ferdinand?
I'm sorry.
No, and then they had that moment where it was like, it was told in some kind of like sand art or whatever it was. And that scene was just terrible.
It was like a bad Photoshop filter.
That's the thing with the movie, man. It should have embraced anything that could set it above its budget, its level of animation, whatever. And it could have done that had it actually brought in more of the culture, I think. All right, a little more cleverness. But no, they want to go for all the laziness. They want to go for the quick laugh. Because, you know, the kids like butts. Let's throw some booty jokes in there.
My hands are my instruments, as are my arms, legs, chest, and buttocks.
Kids like ass. And looking for an ass, like, damn, that ass.
Damn it.
Shit. Enough with the flowers.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Let me sniff your ass real quick. You're like, I know that skinny man had an ass on him like that. But, you know, that's that. What you saw right there is the level of the humor that they are going for. They're not trying to go for anything that would require a little bit more work or more writing. And you know what? Only thing I'll give them credit for is it seems like that is what they consciously are going for.
Well, they're sort of in a sandpit here. And in as much as we've watched this kind of fail happen whenever somebody's tried to do an adaptation of a children's book that's been a short book. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's been, you know, something lengthy, mm-hmm. they can. But the only time it's worked out was with Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Right.
And that's because they really sat, those guys, you know, Miller and Lord, they really came up with a whole new story, a whole developed world and all kinds of characters. They put a lot of work into to make that work within the framework of what the original book was, which is very thin, a very thin picture book itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But any other time somebody's tried to do this, it's never been a real success. Mm-hmm. It's been moderate to just god awful.
Yeah.
I mean,
and here with this, you know, it's a very thin book that Disney successfully made into a less than 8 minute short. Mm-hmm. And I just watched it right before coming over here. And you watch that, and it tells the story. It's like, wow, you guys captured this very well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To take that 8 minutes and go, well, let's go another hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because going into this movie, I'll speak for myself, I was expecting some bullshit. And I will say, I was pleasantly surprised for the first 8 minutes.
Same here.
The first 8 minutes, it's like, oh, okay. They're actually dealing with the reality of the situation as much as you can, that these are animals being raised for slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an animal who doesn't want to fight. I kind of dig what you're doing here. It's kind of tactful, like, in a way that's appropriate for kids, but it still doesn't shy away from the harsh reality of it.
And I appreciated that they set that up at the beginning.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then after that 8 minutes, it was like the movie stopped, and it was like, wait, you came in expecting some bullshit, right? And I was like, well, yeah, but you don't have to. It's like, shh, I got you. And after that, this fucker was without mercy.
Yeah, that's just like, this is what you want.
Yeah, like, no! God damn, man.
Yeah.
I've never seen a movie actively try to suck so much.
Yeah, I'm talking really, when I say missed opportunity, I mean missed opportunity,
yeah.
Man. I'm talking
about.
It is
funny how good it started.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm shocked.
I'm like, you ain't perfect. Uh-huh. In fact, I even gave the movie, I let it slide a little bit, and then I said, all right, you bringing me back, because y'all actually, it goes for a lot of obvious humor here, and one of the most obvious pieces of humor is the bull in the china shop joke, and actually made that kind of work. You know, I saw this, and I thought, all right, you know what? Not only is this kind of funny to think, not only do they make it something clever, but I was watching the whole time, getting the reaction I think they wanted. Was like, shh, watch out, 39. Yeah. Don't step on that.
No, I even had a moment where I know I audibly went,
yeah, yeah. I heard you.
Yeah.
And you maybe yo, watch out, 39. You big dummy. Sorry. But after that, nah, man, they didn't care. I mean, when you talk about lazy, listen. I know that it's typical of family animated movies to do pop culture references. The mm-hmm. best of them do. You know, it was either bringing a pop singer or they there's something going on. The best movies do it very well, and mm-hmm. we actually appreciate that. The bad ones, okay, you know what? We know it's going to be there, but we will give them credit for at least being relevant.
Yeah.
Being, you know,
oh.
today.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Man,
yeah.
This movie.
This song from, was it 1996?
This movie went right up into his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow came out his penis and went all the way to the 90s
mm-hmm.
to pull back this joke.
Huh? Wow. You weren't kidding about the bugs.
It's all about stay still.
Hey, why would you stop?
We have to do something.
All right, let's do it old school.
him. He's like, guys, you know that shit's like 20 years old. The Macarena?
Isn't the Macarena Mexican?
They're Spanish.
It doesn't matter. It's old.
Okay.
And somehow this movie... I knew the Macarena was done when my mama tried to do the Macarena a year after it was done and tied her arms in a knot trying to do that shit.
Yeah, I remember being forced to do this in elementary school. I was like,
what?
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, I grew up in Atlanta and this came out in 96 when the Olympics was big. So they're like, everybody at the Olympic Stadium has to do it. So just, no. Oh, I'm so tired. I just want to go home.
The Macarena. Wow.
That's why they tried to blow it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
damn.
Yeah, I like the way Ferdinand looking at this. This is just sad.
Yeah, man. And I believe that was the third or second time that it pops up, and then it pops up again after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is lazy. I know it's for kids, and I don't know. Is it making a comeback? I don't know. Maybe millennials are bringing this shit back. Maybe it's ironic. I don't know.
Put that on us. No.
I don't know. I'm going to blame somebody.
I'm not blaming them. This is somebody who's old and out of touch, who shouldn't have been doing this. And even with some of the character designs, these characters have bad teeth just because they didn't know what else to do with them.
Well, that's the thing with the characters, man. Like I said, I can get with the characters. It's okay. You know, I can get past. What's up?
None. No, I mean, I'm just fuming thinking about it because I'm trying to justify this movie. Like, if this was a smarter movie, I would give it credit because the band that was at Los Del Rio, I believe is the name, who did the Macarena, they're from Seville, and this movie is set in Seville. So I was like, oh, maybe they were being smart. But I was like, no. That's something, like Martin said, some 80-year-old man is like, oh, the Macarena's relevant.
Yeah, hey, they're in Spain. They're still doing the Macarena, right?
Shit.
You know,
I can. Somebody who said, okay, what do you guys know about Spain? Macarena's from there. All right, write that down.
Yeah, I can deal with the characters, man. I can deal with characters being not the best design, even though, like I said, I think the characters are okay. You know, I can deal with them not, you know, just being sidekicks, not being the best design, just being there for humor. But, you know, you got to have some personality with these characters other than they're just funny. I mean, because it was almost like for this movie, personality is like, we got a talking goat. What more do you want?
Smash him in the head!
And it's like, that fucking goat.
Oh, yeah. Played by Kate McKinnon.
Played by Kate McKinnon.
It's another case of them telling her, like, hey, you ad-lib. Yeah. Just ad-lib, and we'll just animate whatever you say.
I don't mind a goat going through there and talking and hip talk, talking like the kids do today. But again, it's that case where it's adults who are the producers here, and they're trying to make these characters like, yo, what's up, dog? Actually, the characters say that. And they say, oh, you know what's fun? Hey, we got a goat. You know what's fun on the internet? That goat. She does that shit about 5 times in the movie, probably more. Because why? Because, I don't know, 10 years ago, kids laughed at a goat on the internet screaming.
It's hip and happening. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, that's what the kids like today, right?
I just felt like the director in her voice session kept going like, Kate, that's great, but can you do it again and just be more obnoxious?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's try it one more time. More obnoxious.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
I thought no one was going to match James Corden's character in the Emoji movie this year. His high five is the most obnoxious animated character this year. Kate McKinnon said, nah, I got this.
Yes.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, man. She came in and snatched that shit from me. I couldn't stand her in this. And I normally love her.
Sure.
But in this, hell no.
No. She plays a goat that's brought in to be like a bull soother, a bull calmer, you know, a goat that's supposed to make them settle down. And the moment she comes in, you know, it's ad-libbing, but ad-libbing in a way that doesn't fit a character from Spain, doesn't fit the setting or anything. You know, her thing is to come in and be like, oh, yeah, look at the ass in this bull, mama like. And I'm like, wow, man. All these characters are there just to talk in ways that adults think that the kids will like. None of them have anything to do with their setting, surroundings, their culture. And it's, you know, it's like I said, they for them, personality is having celebrity voice actors. Celebrity voice actors say funny things because that's all they have here. They just have a bunch of celebrity voices. That's personality to them. Hey, and you recognize that person?
Peyton Manning, really?
I mean, yeah. Selling them racist ass pizzas ain't hitting like they used to. So, you know, he's got to make that money.
I mean, I know we don't want to sit the whole time comparing this to Coco, but you have to appreciate how Coco, they painstakingly made sure they hired Latino actors for every character so you could keep it as authentic as possible. And with Ferdinand, they went, Nah.
No, that's because...
That's lame.
Yeah. Because that's all the characters are supposed to be the types that we see in routine family animated films. You got the black sassy one. You got the goofy one. You got the cranky one. You know, you got the hero. I mean, and I would say this much. Peyton Manning, I was impressed. Peyton Manning as the bull Guapo. Because, you know, I thought he going to come in and just be like, hey, I'm a bull. You know, but he actually had...
Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah, I wouldn't even expect that much.
I'm shocked they didn't work that in.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're going... Nationwide. On your side.
Yeah. That had to be in the script at some point.
I didn't mind it, though. I mean, because I thought, like, when I didn't know that was Peyton Manning when I went into the movie. And Peyton Manning, I was like, all right, after I saw the credits and knew that that was him, I was like, oh, you know what? That one, his voice work, it wasn't so bad.
Epic!
Okay, you wouldn't tell by that.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing is basically just him playing himself after he's gotten sacked multiple times.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm dizzy. I'm going to vomit. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. They must have just got him after he got tackled.
Yeah, and in case you know Peyton Manning, quarterback Peyton Manning. Yeah, he's I thought he did all right. If you're going to talk about the voice work, does it?
Nah, man.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to see him play the Seahawks again after this shit. No.
Because like I said, you know, I would give credit where credit is due. Yeah, like I said, all these other characters that were in here, they were obnoxious. At least he was something that was a little more pulled back for me. But because we had other characters in here that did a lot worse in their voice work. And these were people who weren't exactly just – they weren't doing bad voice work. Mm-hmm. It's just that the characters – what the fuck?
I mean – they were given no direction other than just be yourself. Yeah. Just do the thing you do.
Also, it's like this is – again, going back to them just doing anything – it's like, all right, this is Spain. Why are the bulls being put next to a field of German horses?
German show horses.
Why is there a Scottish bull in this? You know, and again, we go back to like, why is one of these characters from the hood? You know, it's like, what? Again, just throwing everything in there that they think kids will like. And I will say this about the movie. It did lead up to one of the biggest what the fuck moments I saw. Not only in this movie, but in any movie. And all the movies this year, if they had a category at the Academy Awards, what the fuck just happened? This would be it. Out of nowhere, the German horses, the show horses, they just start, they challenge the bulls and the rest of his animal sidekicks to a dance off. The movie turns some weird dance number. And I'm not talking about, like, they're doing Spanish dance. I'm talking about twerking.
Yeah.
I'm talking about doing hip-hop dancing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a moment where one bull who's kind of a mute in the movie, he turns around, his ass is just electrified, just vibrating.
Yeah, he's doing the robot.
I was kind of impressed, but
that was weird, man, because I remember we were just cracking up laughing because we were just so confused as to what was going on.
I turned to them, and I looked, because I gave up. Because in the movie, I said, I don't know if they're enjoying this. They might be. I don't want to be that guy that's going to be grumpy and expecting to feel like
I
do.
We were all thinking that.
Yeah. And that
broke us.
Yeah, because I sat there in the movie. I was. I said, but I ain't going to say nothing. And finally, it got to that point. I didn't care what y'all would think. I looked at them like, what the fuck is happening here, man?
I looked at them. I said, I want to go home.
Because at that moment, I was like, what am I watching?
Even Martin and I were out in the park. Like, we talked for a good 5 minutes. Like, what happened?
That shit was a nightmare, man. It came out of nowhere, too.
Yeah.
That was so weird about it. Because it was...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, because this was the second dance number, and the first one was actually good. It was between the bull and the girl. It's like, oh, this is kind of sweet. They're doing a Spanish style dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The second one is this, and then there's still another one after this, and they're all the shitty songs.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
This the one that we're showing now, or with the two horses, it was like the techno German beats or whatever. And then the third one was Pitbull, who's from Cuba.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know where this came from.
This is multiculturalism. To a fault. Right here. This goddamn bull shaking his ass off. This shit pissed me. I don't know why I got so mad watching this.
Oh, this shit, I was hot, man. I was so mad.
I wasn't sitting anywhere near you guys, and I was like, I need my squad. I need some help. I need someone to reach out to.
We were cracking up.
I was trapped on an island with this. This was horrifying.
I was pissed, but yet I was so happy to see this happen.
Yeah. This is another wimpy kid.
Yeah.
I was glad you guys were there. Witness that with me, because I needed that outlet to go like, come on, somebody.
I had nothing.
And that number went on for so long. I was like, oh, maybe if it's like 30 seconds, it'll be fine. Like, this is like a full song.
Yeah, that shit, it goes on forever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a sex scene from The Room. It won't end.
Yeah, what's that fucking movie called? That dance movie that went out?
Step Up?
Step Up. Yeah. That shit turned into Step Up.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, and I was thinking about you the whole time. Like, when this was going on, my hand was reaching out for you. I was like, I know you feel us, brother.
Man.
You are not alone.
And the song choices are just so bad, man. They're terrible. And there's songs that are old, like, I Know You Want It. Like, yo, this song came out like 8 years ago. What is going on?
Yeah, man.
Well, the rights are cheap for it now.
Well, yeah. No, I looked at the soundtrack for this movie. There's only 5 songs on it. Oh. So they actually used like a Pitbull song twice. They used that Nick Jonas song that's the theme for this twice. And then the other one was the Macarena, which they used 4 times.
I'm telling you, man, there was so many. You're going to think that we're exaggerating. They had some deep moments. Let's forget about the culture. As we were saying, they have moments where they actually tell you what happens to a bull when they do the bullfight. Like, yeah. They don't come back. They say, they even use the word murder in here. They say, you know, we are here for murder. They show them being shipped off, and as Martin said, to just let kids know that, no, they ain't being shipped off to another pasture. They ain't going somewhere to the great, you know, like another bull home. They put that slaughterhouse right on the hill.
Across the street.
That's what I love. It's on the property. Like, you could just look right up the hill. Because I laughed out loud. But they put him on the truck.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, he's going to the slaughterhouse. But they just went, skirt.
Yeah. They want you to hear the screams.
Oh, no. It was that and the fact, again, we talked about how poorly animated they did with certain things. When that truck was pulling away, you could see the pixels start popping up and it gets blurrier. And they're like, oh, no.
And they let you know. Just in case you don't think anything horrible is happening in that slaughterhouse, that shit's it's a jigsaw trap. They show all the shit that they do to mutilate these animals in there.
Yeah. It's all shiny stainless steel, like it's brand new and barely been used.
Yeah.
And yet when they drop a cow off there or bull, they'll leave it for a week.
Yeah. How long was he there?
Just sitting there.
That's one bull just been like, yeah, I just been waiting on you, man.
Yeah.
Like he's in a big adult diaper. He just
It's like, bro, I thought you was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of like undercuts a good scene.
Yeah.
There's a point where a character gets shipped away to the slaughterhouse and someone blames someone else for it. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
That's actually kind of like, I wasn't expecting that. Then 20 minutes later, nah, he's there. He's fine. Just chilling.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, hey.
Hey, guys.
This might be a spoiler, but sorry.
You know, ain't nobody rushing. The other thing with this is that I'm sick of seeing things with animals, cartoon animals in movies, where
driving vehicles.
Man, thank you.
Because I was like, okay, yeah, this is what I hated in Finding Dory.
Yeah, ever since, and that's another one. You know, running trains at the last minute. But that all animals
running from trains.
Running trains. Because this movie ran a train on me. That train is going right up my ass right now. Nah, man, the animals driving cars. Ever since Finding Dory, we said this is a low point for Pixar, and you know, even though I've seen other movies do it since then, it doesn't make it any better. I've seen it too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I want to. I really want to give this movie credit for some of the things that it's done right, but there's not enough in there that's doing right. And Martin he brought it up earlier. You want to see where it's done right, not just in length. I believe that you can even stretch this out to a full movie if you take advantage of the opportunities that are there, the things that we had mentioned that they had laid out before them. Disney did this years ago. Mm-hmm. I believe it was in the 30s when they made this. Mm-hmm. I think they did make this maybe in 38, 2 years after the book came out. Don't quote me on that. You can look that up. Maybe it was later. But this is a movie that keeps in mind that this is Spain where these characters are. And these characters don't have to – they can do funny things, but a lot of these things can be done with visual gags. Like hardly any of these characters talk. They don't have to be sassy or anything like that. A lot of these things are done with just making these characters. God damn.
The 5 men saw him and they all shouted with joy. Look at him go!
Fuck y'all up. Yeah, man, that was, if you're listening, what we see here and what's so good about the clip that I showed, it's just that little bit. You see that, you know, Spain is represented very well. You saw the people who were going out there to get the bull. You see the costumes. Even with just the barren landscape, it captures a flavor of where they are. You know, this is something that look at, you know, all of this. Look, it captures Madrid and all this. I mean, it's, you know, this is something that they missed in this movie.
And I'm going to be kind and give this movie a very low rental for the part that I really liked in the beginning. Some things that I thought might have worked in the middle, such as we talked about the message of the cruelty of what happens to these animals. They're forced to fight and then they're murdered. And then the end. I actually thought the end, during the end, there was a moment where Ferdinand was faced with one of his foes. And the audience got quiet. It actually worked. Everybody, you know, and it was done without hardly any dialogue. And everybody was in suspense to see what would happen to Ferdinand. I wish the whole movie could have taken advantage of that powerful moment. But, yeah, it's not a total waste. But, yeah, it's a very, very low rental for me. Who wants to go next?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm, you know what? I thought about that this evening as well. And I was like, for the actually all the same reasons you had is that in the beginning it had like an emotional moment where I was like, man, can you pull this off this early in it? They couldn't sustain it. But then at the end they do kind of pull it back together. But the thing is, watching the short as I did right, you know, just right before coming over here, I was like, oh, okay. The beginning and the end are the closest to what happens in that short and what happens in the book. And it's all that filler in between where they just took a bucket full of physical gags and random characters and accents and just dumped them all in there. Not to mention songs. It's just it's just a cascade of randomness, and the more obnoxious the better. And there was no care as to whether this linked up or not, or even added up to where we end. Because some of the things within that plot are taking it in a different direction. And they force it to come back to where they had the ending. I'm gonna also with you. I'm like, man, it's just so down there. It's such a low rental just because of so much wasted opportunity. But I don't want to give it some old bullshit because of those few things that it did well, and because I feel like giving this movie some old bullshit is just a little too on the nose.
It's too ironic.
I have no problem doing that. this movie was completely unoriginal. I did like the parts that you guys brought up, the beginning, the 8 minutes that they basically lifted from Disney, and then the ending. The ending does have a somewhat emotional impact. But everything in between, man, is just completely unoriginal. We have these old songs. We have these tired physical gags. We have Kate McKinnon just losing her fucking mind and just like being random and shit. And I like her when she's in things, but in this, she was just beyond grating. And the fact that like they took stuff from, like we said earlier, they took the car chase scene from Finding Dory. They took those hedgehogs who are basically the penguins from the Madagascar movies.
Oh, yeah.
So like, yeah, they have all these sight gags that are done poorly. That moment when he's getting ready to show his he's like, I use my hands and my nose, myself. I'm like, I know his butt's coming up here in like 2 seconds. Boom, there it is. There was nothing that felt inspired in this movie there, or felt like they were going for something to reach the audience that they were going for. It was just so bland and so boring and just grating and old ass music, terrible gags. This is some old bullshit. This movie was bad.
All right. All right then.
This one was really frustrating, man, because it started out surprisingly strong, and I agree it ends on a pretty good note too, and it's because it's about the flowers. It's like they fucking forgot this whole thing is about a bull who likes flowers, and whenever it's focused on that, it works, and it's only focused on that twice throughout the whole goddamn movie. And this movie's surprisingly long. You think this is like going to only be about an hour and a half? No, we got out close to 9 o'clock, and it's – no, excuse me. It was almost 2 hours. Yeah. We got out close to noon, excuse me, and it started at 10. So, I mean, yeah, it has about 15 minutes of a good movie there and about another hour and a half of – crap. Mm-hmm. You know, like pure unadulterated crap. It's a bullshit. It is some old bullshit. But really, those good 15 minutes are saving it from being anything lower than that.
And you know, we forgot to even mention that like some of the characters in there, another thing they do, they force conflict. Bobby Cannavale is the bad guy bull. And it's at the beginning, he's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just, hey, you sniff flowers, faggot. You know, I mean, what's, you know, it was just mean to be mean. There was like no real reason for him to really hate Ferdinand other than, hey, we need something to take up like an hour and a half of
No. They
established early on why.
They set it up. I mean, it was the same thing like It. Mm-hmm. He had that same father issue that the bully does in It.
But even unlike It, the environment, you see why it is the way it is. It's like, you got to be like this.
Yeah.
Because it's people competing against one another.
The thing is, when they go, this movie seemed to go out of its way to mess up things that they could have gotten right.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about them having these American actors do these Spanish characters or these Spanish animals. But for the German horses, those were legitimate German people. Like, it was Boris Cujo and Flula Borg. I'm like, all right, you can actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, these are real German people. They don't have to put on these god-awful German accents. I thought they weren't even Germans that were doing the voices.
I'm shocked to hear you say that they really were German.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Well.
Hey. Yeah, I feel like that was inspired by that last Pitch Perfect movie.
Yeah. Oh, well. We still got Coco.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
This is the antithesis of Coco.
Yeah.
Oh, you. Yeah, if you go, well, was Coco really that good? Go watch Ferdinand.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and get into some
trivia.
That ass, though. But let's go ahead and get into it. He ain't even got no ass.
Yeah.
Nah, and my buttocks. Look, his hand is bigger than his ass. Let me see. Let's go ahead and get into some emails. Tell you, since we didn't do one other movie tonight,
the trivia was going to be on The Darkest Hour?
Winston Churchill some trivia.
Because it was funny. We had. What was the movie that we did? It was a big movie that came out either last week or the week before. And the Riddler sent over, he said, here you go, Darkest Hour trivia. And he even, I didn't, look, he does his stuff for free. He volunteers to do this because he likes it. I didn't say anything. And then he came back and, like, yeah, that's that doesn't sound
was
right.
Was it for the Disaster Artist? Was that what's supposed to be the trivia?
Yeah, I think
else?
So. Yeah. He said, yeah, that doesn't sound right. And he said, I did another one. I fucked up. But it still exists. No, so I was like, all right, well, you know, since you did it, I'm not going to let you do work for nothing. Oh, let's see. About to get out of here. Have a short show tonight.
Then you have a teaser to a trailer to a teaser?
I was talking about Darkest Hour, but I'm gonna save that for when we actually do it.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say anything. Yeah, that I was gonna do. Sorry if anybody came here and they're like, "Man, Ferdinand, that's cool," but I was waiting to see some Darkest Hour. And Darkest Hour is the one that has,
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of Britain during World War II. And I had watched this today. Now it comes out in Austin this Friday. I thought Martin had seen it too, which is why I was going to do the review.
Let them see your true qualities.
My poor judgment.
Your sense of humor.
Ho ho ho!
Your Majesty,
Mr. Churchill. Digital. I invite you to take up the position of Prime Minister. He's an actor in love with the sound of his own voice.
I can feel the stick going up my ass. Like, oh.
I am still in the privy. Now I can only deal with one shit at a time.
A bottle of champagne for lunch, another one at dinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You like some champagne?
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, did my chin hit you? You know, let me just save my review. Save it. We'll do it on Sunday.
I'm going to watch it, man. But
yeah.
I just needed a moment. That's all.
Yeah, you know, hey, look, I'm not saying anything. You might love it. You know, yeah. Hey, you look at this and it's a bunch of old British people back in the 40s. It sounds like Oscar to me. Yeah. So you never know. This might be. Oh, it's a historical piece. World War II is in there. Mm-hmm. They mentioned Hitler and the Holocaust. So, hey, you know, a lot of Oscar bait in there. Something got to bite.
Gary Oldman either gain weight for the role or put on tons of prosthetics.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get to it. Mm. And I did not want to do that by myself. So we'll get to that later on.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Somebody said he wants. All right, you know what?
They just do the Macarena in the middle of it.
Knew it. Let me see here. You know what?
No, I'll watch it.
Somebody want to know. Let me see. Let me type this in because I was not ready to do this. But if y'all don't mind, what are you doing?
I'm just waiting for you.
Okay. I'm kind of talking right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I like the way you put a soundtrack to me. You know them.
Keep it typing. I need some people needed something to listen to.
You know that.
giving you an underscore, man. Yeah.
Soundtrack to Corey. And it was funny, I was looking at
Coco with K's.
And his lips were just... He's just staring at me. Lips just vibrating. I thought you'd give me a signal or something. I was watching The Walking Dead, and they had something big that happened on there. And let me see here.
Should we say spoilers?
No, I am going to say that.
Okay.
Something happened on Walking Dead. Let me see here.
Z Nation still going strong?
Yes.
Yeah, I might have to switch over now. They're changing some stuff on
here. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It depends.
Well, let me see. 2 or 3 weeks ago was the tiger ripped apart by soggy zombies, and now people are butthurt about what happened recently. Especially the way it happened.
Mm. Yeah, let me see. Because, Martin, you know, you asked me about this. I will say this. That they're doing some things that they promised on. And this is a spoiler right here. If you watch The Walking Dead and you're not caught up, just go away for about 10 minutes. You can come back. Or if you don't care, because you maybe you are watching The Walking Dead and you don't care. Maybe you you gave up like everybody in the room except me years ago. But let me see here. They did something on the show, and if everybody's gone, I'll go ahead and mention it now. So on The Walking Dead, they promised that some big deaths would happen, and one of those was Carl.
Coral.
Yeah, Coral. No more Coral. Coral's dead, and they did. They did a sort of a cliffhanger. And let me see here. And this is the scene right here. I'll mention what's so funny about this. I think they were trying to give people a little bit of a cliffhanger for this. And this is to the mid-season finale. So if you're listening, what happened was you had Rick and Michonne walk up to Carl, who through the episode has been the Negan's crew. He's been walking around trying to lure them in a certain direction to some trap they set up. And he's been limping the whole time. And nobody said anything about him limping. You know, everybody figured he just got hurt or something. But then they go to this sewer, this underground sewer, and Carl is leaning up against the wall, and Rick doesn't say anything, just looks at him, and Carl's like, "Yeah, I'm fucked, man." And he brings up
bandage.
It? A bandage, and you got some zombie teeth marks right there. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of trying to, I think, I'm not saying this 100%, but I think that they were hoping to end that with a cliffhanger for the mid-season finale, so people say, well, maybe they just cut around the skin or something.
Yeah.
You know, he can't kill Coral.
I mean, he looks mad pale.
Yeah, he
so.
Does.
Yeah.
Like, people, I would have cut his head off just on GP.
Yeah, man. You know, a lot of people say he's dead, but then some people are like, hey, man, you never know. Yeah. But let's see here. Let me type this in. So they were about to let it go, and then the actor, I forgot the actor's name. Oh, Chandler Riggs, that's his name. Chandler Riggs was, he was cool about it. Like, man, you really dead? And he's like, eh, you never know. Man. Seems bad, don't it? But his dad is like, why you kill my boy off like that? He's like, he said, do you know how much that hurt my son that you did that? They had him get on social media, and they have here Chandler Riggs' father. Rip series after mid-season finale. I never trusted Gimple or AMC because they wrote the character off the show.
Oh, okay. Has he not seen the show?
He's surprised by the zombies exist in this world.
Yeah,
he probably stopped watching after season 2.
Yeah, like everybody else. Yeah. They did what? They killed Carl.
I quit after the farm. I was done.
He's like, son, I thought you were already dead on that show.
Didn't you get shot? Yeah.
No, so I was like, we ain't getting paid no more?
Basically.
Yeah, he was mad. So everybody was like, yeah, man, we don't know. Maybe Carl has a fighting chance. His dad is like, no, he dead. I ain't happy about it.
Yeah. I seen some people online. It's like, well, maybe he's immune. And I'm like, man, I swear to God, they put some immunity shit, dude.
No,
that would be the worst thing. Possible. Yeah,
and no, because Chandler Riggs already came on. He's like, my dad is tripping right now, man. He's like, look, I'm dead. It's like, no
dad,
coming
have
back.
Have you seen
this.
How many black actors have died on this show and not come back?
Well, son, you ain't black. You are privileged.
Don't you ever think you're them?
Whoa. Well, him and the guy that plays Rick have been the ones to be on there for the longest.
Yeah, they're still alive in the comics, if I'm not mistaken.
Carl's still alive in the comic. Mm-hmm. He's running things.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, yeah, his father was, he was like, really, I think he was hurt because he's like, man, those some good checks coming through here.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, what? We just bought a house, goddammit. And he came out and he told people, Chandler Riggs, like, yeah, it's done. He's like, did y'all not see me? I'm on the ground. I'm wet. I'm gray. He's like, y'all know I ain't no coming back from something like this. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to be going on to do, I'm looking at the chat right now. Coral. But he said, yeah, I'm going to go off and work on some music. I get to go off and play some of the roles now. He's like, yeah, man.
I remember one big thing he said he's going to do is he's going to college or something like that. He said he wanted to go to Auburn or he got accepted to Auburn.
Yeah, and that was.
He should do that.
That was a funny thing. He said, yeah, I was going to take a break, but then they killed me. So, and I guess they killed him and he didn't tell his father.
Oh.
He said, yeah, they met me.
Yeah, because his father's a blabbermouth.
Yeah, yeah. Less than 24 hours later, they killed my boy. He's acting like Rick.
Exactly.
They killed Coral. In fact, he was looking like Rick. He dropped to his knees sweating. No more money. You just killed us.
Oh,
son.
No.
That was a funny thing. He's like, I never trusted that Gimple AMC. Man, they gave your boy employment for 11 years.
Exactly. Yeah, like no studio owes you a living for the rest of your life.
Yeah. In one of those years, he was just laying in bed for a season. Here's your check.
It could have been 12. Could have been 12 years.
Okay.
Wait, how long has this show been on?
Man, this show's been on for like 8 years now.
I want to say it started in 2005 or 6.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're on season 8. Well, shit, Simpsons been on for 30 years.
No, so. I know.
But nobody watches that anymore.
Well, just like Walking Dead. Yeah. No. I mean, Walking Dead.
We're here with half the audience.
Actually, Walking Dead still has like this huge audience, but it's dropped off drastically.
Yeah.
But it still is. I mean, it must have been huge because it's still one of the most watched shows. And now people are watching because with all the stuff that's happening, people are like, all right, you've heard these complaints. And we know you got a storyline right now. Mm-hmm. And people figure like, all right, you got to stick with this. But once you kill Negan and get that son of a bitch out the way, you need to get this shit back on track. So, you know,
I thought bringing Negan on was going to save the show.
That's what it was supposed to do. Then finding Alexandria was supposed to bring it back on. Negan coming in was supposed to bring it back.
No, there were things that were actually bringing it back up and getting people excited, like the whole thing with the cannibals.
Well, that was a really short run and weird.
It was short, but people said, all right, you did all right with that.
They had that, and it was also, the second that tiger comes in, it's going to get great. And then, of course, no pun intended, but
I was going to call you on
it. Of course, the tiger gets ripped apart by soggy-ass zombies, and people weren't happy about that. And then, it just seems like this series keeps leading up to these moments, and then it's just wet farts afterwards. Like Glenn being smashed apart by Negan's like, oh man, the show is back on, and then it's just, all right, we're going about the rounds again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all, you know, if they continue to drop off, they're gonna fire their showrunners. Scott Gimple's their main one, so I think at this point people are gonna say, all right, you know, we're sticking with it, but we want to see where this is going
to
go.
Well, I know they were trying to bring in, they're saying they weren't going to do it, but they said it might happen, bring in the Fear of the Walking Dead people, because they had that other side show about the Walking Dead going on. So just stop.
Yeah, in the chat they're saying Walking Dead showrunners, they need to wrap it up. Yeah, yeah, so we'll see what happens, man. I mean, they always do something that surprises you. Like a lot of people saying, all right, we didn't expect to see Carl get killed. If anything, people thought that it was going to be Rick that was going to do it, and people were prepping themselves for that, but nobody saw Carl coming, so I'll give him credit for that.
Dead.
What's that?
Technically, it was just like, oh, he's been bit, and we'll go about it. We'll see what happens. I don't remember. Did they ever like shoot him in the head and cut his head off?
Yeah, he's gone, man.
Well, no, I know, but like,
but he's still a zombie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he might try to pull some. Yeah, he might try to pull some shit.
It's gonna be
that Morgan did.
This is gonna be something where it's gonna be rough. Somebody's gonna have to decide. Is it Rick can't do it? Michonne can't do it. Who's gonna be the one that they know?
Random guy that was just sitting there, like, yo, here's a gun. Let me go outside and take care of my son real quick.
Yeah. Maybe. Either way it goes, Carl is gone.
Or they'll pull some Return of the Living Dead shit and Carl can talk. He's the first talking zombie.
Send more cops.
Get your ass out this car. Yeah.
That carjacking.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, like I
said,
I'll
watch. Why are you still sticking with this, man?
I enjoy some episodes. You know,
okay,
yeah. I mean, it's every now and then I have a good one on there, and
because the only time I hear you talk about it is when you be mad, like when that tiger be getting ripped apart. Like,
because usually when it's the dumbest thing that they do, that's because when they do something dumb, it's dumb. Mm-hmm. Or they do something annoying, it's annoying, and people like they go off about it. But they've had man about two or three good episodes this season out of I guess the eight that they've done so far. So I mean, it's not a total waste. They've done some things for the people who keep watching, but you know, and that's the thing also that the character Morgan is going off to be on the Fear of the Walking Dead.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I thought all that happened before this.
Apparently, it's going on at the same time.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
in L.A. and there.
Okay.
Oh,
I guess it took a while to get to the West Coast. through all that fire.
Yeah, and so y'all are back. We'll quit talking about Walking Dead. I did enjoy the last episode. I mean, parts of it, not all of it. But there's been three solid episodes where people have been like, okay, that's really cool. And they've even managed to make Negan like a character in a couple of episodes. There was he wasn't leaning. Like there was one where Father Gabriel.
He's still on there.
He's still on there, and they were stuck together.
The defiant ones.
What's that?
The defiant ones.
Yeah, no, practically because they went in a trailer surrounded by zombies, and he pretty much told Negan, man, okay, you know, cut the bullshit, quit this act that you got going on, quit that gangster lane, and talk to me about why you're really like you are. You know what happened to you? And
Negan, he does.
Yeah, Negan pulls back and he's like, he don't tell him everything, but he's like, all right, you know something? This is what happened to me before. My wife had cancer and whatnot. And it was Jeffrey Dean Morgan acting.
My wife had cancer. That's why I rape people.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of characters do shit that's the point of the show. Like a lot of characters who had normal lives ended up being insane. Later on, so I mean that's a staple of apocalyptic shows and movies, you know. The show
that was the governor's thing, right?
Yeah, and that was the governor's thing too. It was like, yeah, I was normal before they had a little girl. Yo,
the governor was just like doing some fucked up shit to survive in the apocalypse. Negan does some just fucked up shit because he enjoys it. Well, like raping people's wives and holding people in cages, like just for no reason.
Well, you know what? They actually showed because there's this whole thing of what's cool about Negan later on in the show is that they say, all right, this is a guy who does a lot of fucked up things. He's not right for doing it. But they did show later on what happens with these people when he's not there. Like, they start going insane. They need somebody to keep them in line. And, you know, they show why he goes, has the tactics that he has. It's like, I have to be brutal to keep these crazy motherfuckers in line. So, you know, I mean, you don't have to believe it, but for the show,
I believe it. Walking Dead does some dumb shit, but no,
but you know, I mean, they've done some cool things in there. So you know, I mean, it's again, if you gave up on the show, I'm not going to tell anybody to go out and watch it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit up and hate it just to hate it, because some people hate watch it,
right?
And some people just watch it just to complain every week. I'm going to be fair and be like, all right, they've done some dumb things. This right here is actually pretty cool. Wish they could do it through the whole series. But who knows? Maybe that's a glimmer of hope for when they get out of the storyline.
So this is what, the mid-season of the eighth season? The mid-season finale of the eighth season?
Yeah, mid-season finale.
What would you like them to do to get Walking Dead back on track?
They need to get out of the cycle, first of all, of going to a spot, establishing themselves, and then being raided by a crazy person.
Yep.
Who it's the same tactic too. A crazy person will show up and they'll do this tit for tat thing where I'll bust into your camp and open up a big hole and zombies will invade. Oh, mm-hmm. We'll go do the same thing to you. It's the same cycle over and over again. And they need to stop that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they can do. Maybe it's time to end the show. I don't know what they can do to fix that, but they need to stop that. They need to be more consistent with their physics too in there. It's like they can't keep doing this thing where zombies are they're, you know, they have hands that can tear you apart, and then another scene, they're made of sponges and foam rubber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something else that they need.
And they can teleport.
And they
Or rather, no one has peripheral vision.
Yeah, yeah.
Or to be silent around a tree until that last second. Ah, hey, man.
Yeah. If, and I'm looking at the chat. If you have to, go and copy the rhythm of Game of Thrones. You know how to end a cliffhanger. Stop focusing on the zombies. Stop using the zombies as special effects to wow people, and start concentrating on the human characters and write them as characters who have, you know, alliances, groups of, who have alliances. There's traitors. There's people who are turning on each other. You know, bring some real sort of politics into this new social order that you have. That's what they should do to fix the show. If they concentrate on humans more and not the way they're doing right now, mm-hmm. you know, bringing in a cartoonish-ass character like Negan, do some real shit and make these characters feel like real characters in this outlandish situation. Make the zombies really secondary. You'll have something.
Or call me. Bring in dragons.
A zombie dragon.
Or just
Game of Thrones. Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We're going to another email, and then we're going out of here after a couple of them. Let me see. Oh... Brandon Perry?
They do a crossover with Z Nation.
Boy, you and this guy.
Don't let Walking Dead bring down Z Nation.
Y'all all over the Z Nation. I watched that first episode. That shit looks cheap, man.
Walking Dead shouldn't ride on Z Nation.
The
reason
the first episode of Walking Dead looked great was because of Frank Darabont, and then you got season two after that.
But season three was fine. I don't even remember season three.
No, it was good.
No, it wasn't. Okay, I knew in the middle someone had something good. I'm gonna read this.
There was something good in the middle of this shit sandwich.
Marcus Dotson says, "Hey, Corey, I just wanted to say I've been a big fan since you guys did that other site while I was in high school. I watched those reviews and laughed so hard, and it helped me stay positive in a tough environment. You also provided me another outlook as a young black male and made me feel proud to be different from the stereotype. I hope to meet or eventually work for with you one day. I love you all and the personalities you guys bring to the table for my daily life. Hope to meet you all in person one day. Stay toasty. Literally, this Texas weather is crazy." Yeah, it is, man. But at this point now, it's no surprise. And that's Marcus D. We're at the point now where it's warm in the day, cold in the night.
Yeah, it's settling down.
Yeah, yeah. So it's that's no surprise.
It's not snowing.
It ain't snowing.
That was weird.
That was cool, though, because snow is really fun for one day, mm-hmm. and then it's just nothing but annoying.
It's just gray shit on the ground.
Yeah.
People are in a little bit of a controversy about something that just happened here. I'll see if I can find this real quick. Actually, I'll pull it up here. No, I'll go ahead and get to the. I'll get the video out because I'm looking at some of the. I'm looking at certain comments, and I will have to say that the YouTube comments for The Last Jedi weren't as bad as I thought they'd be. I thought
they're
people,
not.
Yeah, they're not.
No. I thought people. Let me see here.
Somebody said y'all were being too mean with the matinee or something. There was one that was weird.
There's people on that. We brought out the trolls. If anything, people were like, "I hate Star Wars." One guy even said, "Man, you need to stop dick riding Star
That's
Wars."
That's what it was.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah, for a matinee. But a lot of people came in talking about my dress attire. Speaking through the door. Come on, man. Ain't nothing you ain't seen before. People like, "Corey, you got hammered." Because somebody said, "Corey, I'm looking at you." And some people said, "You wear that outfit too well." Somebody said, "You look too good in makeup." And somebody said, "You even have hand gestures that say that you are not gay, but you are bi." They even said, "I'm bi. I know bi when I see it."
Damn.
So it ain't even about Star Wars. It's about whether you and I mm-hmm. are together.
Because okay.
They still posting that video that they said, "Corey came out as bi." Both of them.
Yeah.
And they posted the video up there. And they said, "See?" And like people, other people like, "Man, I knew it. Man, this Negro want to get in drag too many times." He just...
No, you're just like Bugs Bunny.
I know, man. And I ain't going to lie, man. I watched this video today with the sound off, watching myself. I was like, damn. But some people... I ain't going to blame y'all, man. I'm not gay, but if I was watching this like I did today, because I was looking at it with the sound down, I was like, god damn. I really am giving off some signals right there. I'm not, but I don't blame you. And I want to appreciate all the women out there who were saying not they weren't attracted to me. They weren't complimenting me as a way like, oh, you're so handsome. Now, they were just like, damn, congratulations pulling that shit off like you did. And like, you actually get our approval. I want to thank everybody who came in and didn't give a shit for Star Wars, because I really thought we were going to catch hell for that.
Uh-huh.
It makes me feel better that I wore the Princess Leia outfit, because yeah, I think that's what the distraction.
Yeah. You got to do that from now on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I kind of felt bad about it at first, and then I was like, nah, it's all right. But yeah, I just want to let you know that how long has it been since you and I've been together?
Oh, man, I've lost track of the days.
Y'all always thought it was Gertz and Goodwin. We were just joking. No, it's him and I. You know, y'all are right. I mean, that's...
Now, Gertz is a beard.
Yeah. The thing is, Goodwin and I would like to be private about our relationship. Yeah. We don't want to put that out there. But occasionally, I will do something that will give y'all reason to believe that, yeah, we are an item, or at least I am bi, and that I can't argue with you. So, for those of you who have... You busted me, and look at that. I look just like my mama, too.
I saw one comment said you look like the maid from the Hendersons.
Jefferson.
The Jefferson.
Yeah,
Lawrence. Yeah.
I got the Jefferson. Somebody said something. It ain't even that, but somebody. Who was the woman that was in the Loving, the one that's in?
Ruth Negga?
Ruth Negga. Somebody said, you got a little Ruth Negga going on. Like, nah, she too light-skinned for me. But you know, y'all got me. You know, I can't, brother can't be coming in here all every other week in a wig and a dress and then putting on makeup too and not confess to being gay. So, hey, you know.
Martin Lawrence does it.
Yeah, but he ain't as pretty as I am.
Okay. Jamie Foxx
ain't as pretty as I am. You know, that's all a joke. No, this shit, you got me. So let it be known today, yes.
Joanna,
yes.
Man. You can't say that.
No. Nah, man. I can't hold back any longer. You know, can't keep up a lie. I don't want to live a lie anymore.
Live your truth.
There you go, man. I felt free yesterday.
Oh, all right.
I actually felt myself for a change. Yeah, people. You got me. But no, thanks everybody who watched the review, and thanks everybody for not coming in and just going off on us, man. I was today. I want to watch that video. And I was so scared to press that button.
I was disappointed, man. I was like, God damn it, where's the fuck? God,
I was let down too. I wanted more hate in the comments.
Yeah, I was relieved. I was looking down like, whoo, shit. I kept saying, man, you gay. That brother gay. Man, you gay. And I was like, oh, well, I thought it was going to be worse.
Well, now you know it. Wow. If you want to give a big franchise a bad rating, just dress up like a female from it.
There you go, man.
So homophobia beats nerd rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, you know what? It's sad to say, but yeah, it really does, man. That nerd anger, man, is something else. Oh, let's see.
They're afraid of the gay mafia.
We can use that.
We're joking, by the way. Of course, homophobia is not as bad as nerd rage. When you talk, I mean, the other way around. Whatever. Fucking help me out.
Yes.
Yes.
They're both bad. How about that?
There we go, man. Hate is just bad, period. Oh, let me see here. This is Devontae Brown. Devontae Brown, you write every day. So I don't answer every question, but I'll answer this one. He says, sup, Coleman? I just want to know your thoughts on The Walking Dead midseason. Well,
yeah.
Look at that. You and I, same level. Got you covered, man. Oh.
The death of Coral.
Here's something else. Is anybody still watching Mr. Robot?
I am, but I'm behind.
And okay.
Second season was bad, but the third season has been more like the first season.
Okay.
I'm waiting for it to come to Prime. I don't have cable.
I know you loved it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
both seasons.
And yeah, I haven't caught up with it. I'm not into it, man. But I'll try to catch up with it.
I'm glad you finished watching Handmaid's Tale.
Love Handmaid's Tale, man.
Did you finish it?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Loved it. This will be our last one. Got some high school questions coming to you, so look for that later.
Yeah.
They're already up there. But this is. Let me see here. Let me see, this is from Drew Benson. Drew Benson, you know our man, Drew Benson, who sends in the videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Drew got his do-rag on today. Let's see what Drew was talking about.
Oh, Drew. OG Drew.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Killer and the Crew. I got a question for y'all. What's y'all favorite actor? Favorite actor and least favorite? I would have to say mine has always been Robert Downey Jr., my boy Terrence Howard, Jake Gyllenhaal, What's his name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ryan Reynolds and that guy named Choiwetel Ejiofor. Man, I don't know, man. That nigga named weird as hell. He an English actor, man. He played Victor Sweet for Four Brothers. Y'all know what I'm talking
Victor
about.
Victor Sweet.
My least favorite had to be that motherfucker, Channing Tatum, man. Look, I can't stand him, man. Like,
uh-oh. Watch yourself, Drew. This might be the last video you send in, bro. You doing that just to get to me, man.
His acting is bad, man. I heard that he took some acting class a couple of years ago. Obviously, they ain't do shit for him because, like, he's still trashing me. I'm like, dog. He don't his emotions, he don't deliver it right. You know what I'm saying? His facial expressions, it never really match the emotion on what he's supposed to be playing. So I'm like, come on, motherfucker. You only got these roles because you must be one of the pretty boy motherfuckers. So that's why you got these roles and shit. Because. Even when he played Lady
It's your mom.
He can't even do that shit right. His best bet is playing a little comedy shit. He all right in that. I'm only bringing him up, man, because the latest movie I seen of him was Kingsman 2, and I hardly liked that movie. And I damn sure don't like him in that motherfucking movie either, man. I'm like, you know what, Channing Tatum, you got to step your game up, man. Step away from the screen, though. Let me step up to the screen, because I'm an actor myself. But anyway, man, y'all stay toasty. Answer my question.
Damn. That's my motherfucking question.
He's an actor himself. I'm telling you, he's playing a character in these videos.
Yeah, you did say he gets out. He's like, hey, well, that's another video in the bag. Oh, the chap. He puts on a monocle.
He goes Wipe. Back to the darkest hour.
He actually wipes the black off his face. He's really white.
Because there's no way he legitimately mispronounced the name of his favorite actors.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Of that many of them.
Well, you know, I do that all the time. So, yeah, come on. You know, that's possible.
I'm not buying it.
Okay. Drew Benson conspiracy going on. Thing with Drew Benson, man. You know what? I like Channing Tatum, but that's because he's pretty. But I will agree with you. Once I get past my superficial side, you know, once I get past my shallow side, in the beginning, the brother had he ain't no brother. The dude had talent because he could dance.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and he had a look. I will give you that much. And early on, nah, he wasn't that good. But later,
he was awful. He was awful, yeah. Until he got with Steven Soderbergh.
Yes, and I think that he's actually gotten better today. You know, I've seen him, and you know, I even give the Kingsman to him. That's not a good role.
Man, that movie is fucked up for everybody.
It was. That's what I'm saying. You know, I thought he did the best he could with what he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was nothing.
Which was not a damn thing. My favorite
was what? Foxcatcher?
Foxcatcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually gave my favorite performance that year in Foxcatcher.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of actors. Y'all know I love Denzel's one of my, probably my favorite. Oscar Isaac I really like a lot today. Mm-hmm. There's the kid that, I forgot, he was supposed to play Pennywise. He was in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, Will Poulter.
Will Poulter. That's somebody that I'm really, really, really in love with as far as acting goes right now. Really impressed with that guy. And I can, man, there's a lot of people probably, but Denzel right now is still my favorite.
Okay. Idris Elba's up there for me. Michael Kenneth Williams is great.
Idris Elba for me too.
I think, yeah, those two stick out the most for me. And if I say worst, TJ Miller, fucking hate him. I'm your boy, Jack Courtney. Oh my God. The guy that was in, I think it's Aaron Sorkin or Seekin, the guy that was in Transporter 3.
Oh, I know you're talking
about.
He
used to be on Game of Thrones.
The guy that was a Francis in Deadpool.
Yeah. He's not terrible.
I fucking hate him. Every time I see him pop up, I was like, I know this isn't going to be good. Only thing he was good, like decent in was Deadpool, and that was because he didn't have a lot of screen time.
Oh, you know what? Before I forget, I'm going to let you continue. I just want to say this. Above Denzel, my favorite actor today is, Mad Max. What's his name?
Oh, Tom Gibson? Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Hardy.
Mel Gibson.
Love that guy.
Yeah, I love him, man.
Yeah, the whole racism thing, that's an act, man. No, Tom Hardy is probably my favorite actor because that guy I've seen transform into so many different characters. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite actor today.
And Gary Oldman for me, too. Jesus.
Gary Oldman's one of my favorites.
What about you?
Michael Keaton is one of my favorites. Denzel is one of my favorites. Gary Oldman's one of my favorites. And I like Jeremy Irons a lot, too. Mm. actors that I don't like. I know you don't like this guy either, Martin. I always fuck up his name. Domhnall Gleeson.
Donald. Yeah.
Don't like that dude.
Yeah, don't care for him.
And anytime this guy pops up in a movie, I despise him. Michael Pena. I hate Michael Pena.
Oh.
He's my T.J. Miller. He irritates the fuck out of me.
I don't hate Michael Pena, but I see him kind of doing the same thing in a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. And not always good.
He's always like a grown-ass man playing a little kid, and it bugs the fuck out of me.
Like a man-child. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I first was introduced to him in The Shield, where he wasn't like that at all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Brie Larson.
Mm. I'm
really a big fan of
her. Yeah, I guess that's, man, how sexist of me, like actresses. Yeah, Brie Larson's amazing.
Oh. Julianne Moore. She was like the one thing in Kingsman 2 I liked.
I didn't like her in that, but I love her in everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
She got the key.
It's not cool to say it, but Kevin Spacey.
Man, he was one of my favorite actors, man. That's good.
I ain't down with what he does in his personal life, but his body of work, I can't deny it. I can't. It's not like I'm going to see Seven come on and go like, well, I can't watch this now. Or The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I mean,
he blows it out on those.
Yeah, hey man, if that was a favorite actor of yours, and
it is what it is. You say favorite people, like I go like, well, no, hell no,
definitely Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Let me reiterate, Kevin Spacey.
Well, Martin, I mean, you know, if you want to be a rape enabler, a victim of blamer, you know what I mean?
I got one, and he's a good actor, but I fucking hate him in everything I see him in. Edward Norton. I do not like Edward Norton. I hated him in when that Hulk movie came, I didn't like him. I didn't like him in Fight Club. I don't like Edward Norton, period.
You don't like him in American History X?
Nope.
Wow.
I don't like Edward Norton.
I was trying to think of who else is one of my favorites, and yeah, Edward Norton, I'd forgotten about
him. I like Edward Norton.
I mean, he doesn't. You know, I don't see him in stuff like I used to, but
yeah.
I used to be like, man, you told me he was in a movie, I was there to see it.
Yeah, no, Edward Norton. I don't think he's bad.
I just don't like him.
Oh.
What did he do to you?
That happens. You know what? I have a list of actors who I don't really think of as – well, some of them I do think of as terrible actors. There's a list of actors who just do nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Sam Worthington. He's just not good. And Jai Courtney. But Sam Neill – he's just bland to me. Keira Knightley, whenever I see her in something, I just end up having no sympathy for her character whatsoever. It's just kind of like whatever.
Yeah.
Cate Blanchett's kind of like that. She just washes over.
Oh, I love her.
Cate Blanchett? Yeah, I like Cate Blanchett.
I'm trying to think. And what shocks me is how, like, my go-to for bad actors was always Keanu Reeves, especially from that Dracula, mm-hmm. where I was just like, oh, my God, this multi-million dollar project, and you are sinking it just by being on screen and delivering these lines so poorly. And then it took him forever to be okay. Like, by the time he gets to The Matrix, he's okay.
He still ain't great.
And there was a point where it seemed like, oh, he's getting a little better. He's getting better. And then started seeing him in this John Wick where he was doing that British, I mean, that German accent. And I've seen him in some other things recently.
What?
When is he German in John Wick?
Wasn't there a point where he was speaking German to somebody?
Well, was there? I don't
know. In John
Russian,
Wick
too. Russian. Yeah.
Was it Russian? Okay. Yeah. I know it was some scene where he was speaking a foreign language.
And Italian.
And John Wick too. And it was just like, Prego.
I don't know what happened.
But yeah, everything I've seen him in lately, I'm like, damn, dude, it's like you regress back to who you were.
People started writing for him. Like, The Matrix is, I mean, obviously, I think it was written for, Will Smith at first?
Yeah.
But then, they kind of write, like, all right, we can just have him be the Avatar actor. So, like, he's so bland that anybody can just put their personality on him.
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Gift?
The Gift.
It's maybe it's not The Gift. It's some movie.
Is that the one with Jason Bateman and
No. Okay, so I'm not. That's not the Sam Raimi movie. The Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah,
where he plays an abusive husband.
Yeah,
he's actually amazing in that.
Right,
but he was god awful in Neon Demon.
It's a small part. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm talking about this movie. You should see this particular movie.
No, I saw that.
Oh, you saw that?
But that was over 10 years ago.
I'm like, what happened?
Exactly. Yeah, because you're right. Neon Demon. He was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was a really small role.
And there's this Eli Roth movie that I caught on cable one night where these two chicks have sex with him and blackmail him all night. And he's awful in that. It's a painful movie to watch. Yeah.
No, I know. You would think that'd be better with these hot chicks in there. I remember that movie because I was going to watch it.
It's grating.
Because I remember I was going to watch it because the premise of it looked cool. It was it was two girls who came in and they blackmail him. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Because it's two girls who act like they are stuck on the road or something. They need his help. Knock Knock.
Yeah. Oh, is that the name of it?
That's the name of it.
And it's got that new hot Cuban girl on it.
Chocolate with sprinkles.
Chocolate with sprinkles.
Like has the munchies.
Fuck yeah.
Everybody packed.
Yeah.
I love you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Who's there?
Yes?
We're so sorry to bother you, human sir. Centipede. My phone got wet and she left hers at her house.
Well, if you guys want, you can come in and use my phone.
Guys, I have your clothes. They're pretty much dry.
Surprise!
I can't do this. I'm married. Happily.
Yes, you can. Hey, it's all a secret. Just relax and enjoy it.
Oh, he's even all back a little bit right there. Oh, this is awesome.
That was very little resistance. I can't do this. Just relax. All right.
Like that would that would be us too. No, girls, don't.
Not like this.
Stop.
Who's the guy in Moon?
Oh, just in Three Billboards.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell.
That'll do it for me.
Oh, really?
You know what? Sam Rockwell is one of those guys where early in his career, he used to just annoy me. Mm-hmm. But eventually, I start seeing him in stuff where I was like, no. I whenever this guy shows up, it's good. I like him.
I loved him in Three Billboards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I just rewatched it again 2 days ago.
Yeah.
All right, we're about to be out of here right now. Since you know, it's Justin did want to get. It's a guy named. Is this the guy that goes by Ron Mexico?
Yeah.
But Justin, did you see that video? He's been trying to get me for the last two shows. We talked about it on Monday, but there's a video of this guy that's with a woman, and let's just say that they are probably the oddest couple that's on the internet right now.
I know what you talk about. Oh yeah,
Let me play this real quick. This is just weird. I don't mean to judge. I'm not, but this is fucking is weird.
This was like you 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
Because we did that for them, they gave us one of the temples that were going to be put underwater. Damn.
I feel like I'm watching a scene from a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
We played this on Monday. It's a young black dude, and I don't know what. I'm sorry if I'm using this word, but it's kind of a thugged out young black dude. He's in a tank top and got Chucky dread, white beater, and he has these locks, and it's like a 65-year-old white woman, and she is high as fuck, and this guy he's just tuning her out and dancing while looking at the camera. And then they just start making out. Like, she was like 2 seconds ago, she was talking about Atlantis and some cosmic shit. And
I'm just imagine being one of her kids stumbling across this on the internet.
Yeah, this is an Instagram live video. So people were like writing comments. There's like, you whack as fuck. Like, he's like from New York or some shit. And he's like, New York ain't shit. Detroit's the spot. He's like, man, and he just starts cursing out the camera. Fuck you, nigga, Detroit. Then I'm like,
oh, is that what was going on?
Yeah.
I was wondering why he was going off like that.
But, you know. Oh, yes.
Hey, fuck Chicago.
There you go.
Harlem, baby. Big Harlem. Fuck Chicago. Y'all know how we bombing New York, NY. Bang, bang, gang, gang. We've been doing this shit. Big Ice. Fuck y'all niggas talking about. Yo, we'll play Isaiah, nigga. Yeah. And now we bum it. Yeah. Okay. We'll play Isaiah, nigga. Y'all know how we bum it, nigga. Fuck Chicago, nigga. New York, nigga. Y'all know how we bum it. Y'all know how we bum it. Fuck Chicago. Cause we been from New York.
she just starts getting into it. The woman, she just starts dancing.
Y'all know how we bum it. Y'all know how we bum it. Nigga, fuck Chicago. We is from New York, bitch. Y'all know how we bum it.
You know her husband, who's a lawyer, was at the country club, and they're like, hey, man, Henry, look at this shit.
God damn it, again, Gladys. Fuck.
They would probably pull him into a room separately and just hand him the phone and just like, we're going to leave you alone to look at that.
I know a guy that can kill it. You know it's not going to look good at the firm, right?
For God's sakes, get that man some eyebrows.
Y'all know how we bum it. Bitch, we from New York. Fuck all that Chicago. Yeah, yeah. The real player, Isaac.
Danielle said, man, they on two different planets right now.
They are.
Yeah.
I love it. Y'all look at Monday. We were talking about how the next morning they looked at each other and the guy was like, where am I? And she's like, you a holler, nigga. You... What's up? What up? What up? Oh, my. I've got to stop doing this every week. I have a wife and kids. I bet I'm upset that you even told me what little you told me. I love this being a mystery.
It's some weird shit, man. Even the small amount of details I gave you don't explain much.
Yeah, didn't tell the story.
Like, I said, like, how did this happen? Why is this happening?
Yeah, what's the origin, man, of this shit? Superhero movies. I want the origin story.
I feel like
this.
African studies teacher at NYU.
I told Oz that. I said that she was teaching an African studies class or something.
Yeah, she saw it. Right, I was a little African baby.
Oh no! What I said was like probably she wanted to be a teacher and go to the hood and change and make a difference. And
she got dangerous mind shit.
Yeah, yeah. Made a difference on her.
Somebody needs to write that movie.
The opposite of The Blind Side.
The true story of The Blind Side. Yeah, man. Gertz, what do you make of this?
I mean, it's definitely...
He's like, Grandma, go home.
It's definitely unusual, but and it's funny, but yeah, I almost think it's just better just unexplained. I just want to take in this moment for what it is.
Yeah, some mysteries are best not solved.
Yeah.
But hey, like I said, no judgment.
Yeah.
Love love happens in many, many forms. All right. That is it. Let's see here. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Mm-hmm. Told you it was going to be an easy night. What's up?
The video.
Oh, I know. That video is crazy, man. Let me see here. I love Maven Cree. She just... We be having fun.
She mad at you again.
Yeah, we be having fun, and she just... There's a video that comes up, and she just like, I'm bored. This isn't funny. I don't like this.
Buzz Killington.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, hey, Maven, we ain't... Look, baby, you know we love you, but every week, it's, we show a video, it's like, you guys think you're funny, and you're not. We showed a video of like these deaf girls arguing. I'll tell you about that a while back. It was these deaf girls were going at it, you know, and we weren't making fun of deaf people, but that shit was funny.
Sure.
You know, they were going at it. And Oz and I, we like, man, we were cracking the fuck up, and everybody in the chat was just kind of like, you're not funny. This is not funny. I'm like, yeah, well, fuck you. It is to us. So I'm sorry. So, maybe you know we love you, baby. I just see you. I don't say nothing most of the time, but I see it every now and then. You know, just in there. Move on. This isn't cool. I don't like this. So. You cool with us, though, baby. All right. Let's see here. Okay, there you go. She put a cat thumb in there. All right. Thank you. All right. Maybe mid-February, I believe, is when we'll be moving into the new spot. Maybe mid-January.
Oh, that late. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we got a little bit of time. But like I told you people, we're going to be moving to a new spot soon, which is...
Because somebody asked me about an address to send things, and I was like kind of waiting.
You can give me a personal address?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We might go back to using P.O. boxes. I don't know. So, anyway. All right, then. That is it. Let me see. Yeah, that is it. All right. I'm not going to do the whole thing. You know, I'm just going to tell you, go to dtmerch.com. Get a shirt over there. Get a beanie. Get a backpack. Got phone covers coming up. Help support by buying some merchandise. Got new stuff coming up every week on dtmerch. I'm sorry, not every week. Every month on dtmerch.com. Also, go to doubletoasted.com. Click up. PayPal, not a PayPal, but an Amazon Pay button. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, well, then we can work with that. Just put your username in there, put your password in there, press in, and sit back and enjoy all the toasty goodness coming your way. You know, we live stream almost every night of the week. So if you'd like to be part of the show, you can send an email in You can put in a call. Maybe even one day you'll show your face on Skype, but you got to be a subscriber to join us on these live shows. Or if you just want to support, you can try the service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, then you can stop at any time. Keep the audio, though. It's free. You can find more audio on SoundCloud and on the iTunes. And what else we got in here? Oh, the Midnight Chat Attack. Check them out every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. Now, you can go in there and talk to them the usual way. You know, they got the chat set up right there. You can go in there and tippity-tappity your comments and answers. But if, let me see here. Somebody said they don't know if they were going to be around after the net neutrality repeal. So, well, enjoy it while you can then, people. So send your money in while you can. and help keep us going. But, hey, yeah, no, Debbie Dunn. But go in there and check them out every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. All right, that is the show. Thanks, everybody here.
Thank you.
You're going to be gone next week, right?
I will be. I'll be back for the high score next week, but I will be gone for the Rust and Test movie review.
And you're going to be gone for Christmas, I assume?
No, that's why I'm leaving next week.
Oh, getting it in early. Okay.
Yeah, because both my siblings started a new job, so they don't have a ton of vacation time, so this was the one time we could all get together.
Okay, then. Well, next week we'll be girtless, but maybe we can
I will be gone the week of Christmas.
And you'll be gone the week of Christmas. All right, then. Well, we'll work around that. We'll get some people in here, some guest stars to come in here and hold it down with us. And until then, we'll see you all later. But, hey, don't forget, we are gone, but you are not forgotten. So, please, keep us in mind and think about us every now and then. We worry about you. Send us an email. Let us know you're doing okay. kcoolmanz@gmail.com. kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be part of the show, as we've been asking you to, any email, put your phone number in there, put your tech content in there, press it, and bam, up in your home, criticize you, know, increasing the weather, the house calls, on Twitter, @kcoolman. On the Facebook, type in Double Toasted. If you'd like some private time with me, corey.coleman.5. I'm too busy out there critiquing people.
Find me on Facebook, Corey.Goodwin.5. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch.tv, the high score DT, all one word, on Instagram, DB Cooper KG, Mr. Gertz.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, Patrick Gertz, Twitter, Patrick Gertz at P Gertz, and on Instagram at P Gertz, Mr. Thomas.
Locate me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro, or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, you may as well join the group, the Children of the Toast, Coleman.
Or do me a favor and come see us sometime at the world famous Double Toast Studios. Oh, who's left? It's so peaceful in here, no wonder. And,
somebody call me.
Here goes. Oh, kcoolmanz@gmail.com. Let us know if you're visiting Austin. You visited Austin, and you said, damn, I'll move there. And you moved here, but didn't tell anybody. That's not right. Come see a show, kcoolmanz@gmail.com. All right, everybody, that is it. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you listen to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.